On this Holy Trinity Sunday, we ground ourselves in the baptismal waters. It was at the font that you were claimed by the triune God as God's very own, God's beloved child. It is this one, the Father who created you, just as the Father created all that exists. You were marked with the cross of Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit. At the font, you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It was the one God in three persons who was at work in those waters claiming you. So on this festival Sunday, we gather around the font thanking God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, for the gift of baptism.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. On this Holy Trinity Sunday, we remember that your faith journey began at a baptismal font. Maybe it was this one. Maybe it was a font at another congregation. Maybe it was the old font in the former sanctuary. But your faith journey began at a font somewhere. Parents and sponsors and family and a congregation gathered together, hoping and praying the very best for you. For each child, there is that hope as they are splashed in the waters. A journey usually begins with one step. Your faith journey started with three splashes of water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It was not a pastor who baptized you that day. All they did was splash water. It was not your parents who baptized you. They just brought you forward. It was God who acted through those waters, staking a claim on you. And so your journey began.
You have never been on this journey alone. Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer has been with you. Another way to think about this is you have never been alone. You have been gathered into the whole community of believers, the family, God's very own. Think with me about this journey through the three persons of the Trinity. Remember the Apostles' Creed, three articles, each connected to a person of the Trinity. So we begin in the beginning with words of the Creator and the creation mystically drawn out of deep nothingness.
A reading from Genesis, the first chapter. When God began to create the heavens and the earth was complete chaos, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness God called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. Then God said, "Let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created human in God's image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. This creation story recorded in Genesis, the first chapter, and the second creation story in Genesis, the second chapter, tells us who created all that exists. It is not meant to be a scientific document telling us how it was created. What is important is the who. The who is God the Father. Before we begin, today we will be using for each of the articles of the Apostles' Creed the explanation of the Creed from Martin Luther's Small Catechism. As you know, Martin Luther wrote the Small Catechism to be a tool for parents to enable them to catch the faith and then to teach the faith to their children. Today, we continue that same practice through the progress of a student through confirmation as they move toward affirmation of baptism. And within that, we always ask, as good Lutherans, this: what does this mean? And so today, for each article of the Creed, we will use Luther's explanation. And so we confess for the first article.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
What does this mean? I believe that God has created me together with all that exists. God has given me and still preserves my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all limbs and senses, reason and all mental faculties. In addition, God daily and abundantly provides shoes and clothing, food and drink, house and farm, spouse and children, fields, livestock, and all property, along with all the necessities and nourishment for this body and life. God protects me against all danger and shields and preserves me from all evil. And all this is done out of pure, fatherly, and divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness of mine at all. For all of this, I owe it to God to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true.
On any journey, we are not alone. God is one, but journeys with us as three persons. From the very beginning, the entirety of the Trinity was present. I invite you to rise for the reading of our gospel this morning. Our gospel comes from the first chapter of the gospel according to John, beginning with the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him,
who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Sin entered the world, and God began to work to care for the creation. He sent prophets and priests, judges and kings, but still sin reigned. Then God made a choice that meant everything for your journey and my journey, a choice to confine God's self to human form. Through an infant born to a young woman from an out-of-the-way place. This gift meant life for each of us, life abundant. It is a story of hope and promise, confrontation and turmoil, and eventually death. This son, Jesus, died and rose, defeating sin, death, and darkness. His death meant we were given the gift of life. And so we confess in the second article, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father in eternity, and also a true human being, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned human being. He has purchased and freed me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. He has done all this in order that I may belong to him, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in eternal righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and rules eternally. This is most certainly true.
Jesus died, rose, and returned to heaven. As he left, he promised that we would not be left alone. Instead, we were gifted with the Holy Spirit. God continued to be present with us. In the book of Acts, God's Spirit is described as the rush of a violent wind or as flames dancing on the heads of the people who were gathered. So we continue our daily faith journeys with this Holy Spirit guiding us, guarding us, leading us, inviting us into a deeper relationship with God. And so we confess the third article of the Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. What does this mean? I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, made me holy, and kept me in the true faith. Just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Daily in this Christian church, the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine and those of all believers. On the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise me and all the dead and will give to me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. There is one God who we encounter as three persons. a sign of deep unity within God's self, a sign of undivided community, which is an invitation to us, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we, too, might grow deeper together in relationship with one another. Living into a vision of caring for one another, walking with one another, loving one another just as God first loved us. God, who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are in deep communion, just as we are invited to be in deep communion. And so we give thanks to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you are comfortable standing, please rise for the prayers. United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the church, the creation, and all in need. One God, giver of life, you established peace through your Son and gave your church the hope of sharing in your glory. Enliven us by your Spirit to speak and act in love for the sake of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator of all, you rejoice in creation and have given humankind responsibility for the works of your hands. Instill in everyone your spirit of care for the earth, especially for this prairie land you have blessed us with and rooted us in. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Redeemer, you delight in the human race. Move the hearts of world leaders to seek wisdom, speak truth, and care for all endangered by poverty, prejudice, or violence. Further the work of international collaboration and peacemaking. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Abiding Comforter, you call out to all who live. Be with those who struggle with life today, whether in body, mind, or spirit. We lift before you this day the needs of Don, Donna, Mike, Tom, Cheryl, Connie, Denise, Annette, Sherry, Linda, Doug, Marilyn, and Terry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Three, you are community and you create community. Build up ministries that support those who are isolated or lonely. Give endurance as we nurture vital relationships in our congregation and beyond. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, we remember your saints for their faith and witness, even unto death. Today, Lord, we pray that you console grieving families, especially the families and friends of Paul Myers, Raymond Engbrecht, and Hilda Middlestead. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of every time and place, in Jesus' name, you have filled us and all of creation with your light and love, which continues to be empowered through the Holy Spirit. We entrust to you today all of our spoken prayers and those of our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen.